And we are on the fly at Vintage. And everyone knows where Vintage is because there's a big wayfinding tower down here in the south that says Vintage. And the big red Vintage barn and the Vintage hangar and a new youth center last year, pavilion. And the
wings. The big Vintage Aircraft Association wings. We're standing on them right
we're
now.
We're standing on the wings. And the name of this plaza is the Rose
Memorial Plaza.
Memorial Plaza.
It's a memorial to Bill Rose, who was a longtime Vintage Aircraft Association member. And his wife, Mert, gave this to us. And we're so appreciative in honor of her husband, Bill.
And we'll talk about some of the things that you do here as we go along. But first, we have some exciting things that have happened this year in Vintage. Why don't you introduce our new president?
Well, we have a brand new president, John Hoffman. John lives right here in Wisconsin, really just down the road. He's a longtime Vintage Aircraft Association member, flies antique airplanes, contemporary airplanes, all kinds of airplanes, and he's an IAANP. John, welcome as our new president.
Thanks, Ray.
And John, a lot of great things happening in the Vintage Aircraft Association.
Yeah, yes, there is. The Vintage Aircraft Association was formed in 1970 and as a division of EAA, and that was the same time about when Warbirds and IAC was formed. We're now considered a special interest community, but we are on our own separate 501c3 nonprofit association, and we are 6,200 members strong and growing. So it's kind of interesting. We have the highest retention rate of anybody within the EAA family, of about 90% of our members that renew. And during COVID, when many associations lost members, we were able to hold steady and even grow.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And there is also an adjacent to EAA's lifetime memberships, you can get a Vintage lifetime membership side by side as well.
That's correct. You do have to be a EAA lifetime member to become a Vintage lifetime member, and you get the benefits of you'll have the magazine for the rest of your life, as well as 10% off in the Red Barn, a real nice jacket, and benefits such as free ice and things like that. So, yeah.
Well, and not to mention the Oasis down the road here.
That's
too.
Correct. Yeah.
The nice Oasis, air-conditioned comfort there.
Correct.
Place to get away.
And we're looking for new members. And, John, tell them if they join here at Oshkosh, they get a little perk.
Yeah, they get a little perk here at Oshkosh. Membership is $45 a year. You get a free breakfast if you join here, which is a $12 value at Tall Pines, plus the 10% off at the Red Barn, and three free bags of ice. So,
well, and that's a commodity nowadays. Isn't ice up to like $5-6 a bag here at Oshkosh?
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, it's almost like getting a free membership. So,
So speaking of membership, let's talk about attendance. It looks like record numbers once again.
Yeah, we're up. As of last night, we had 817 airplanes, Vintage airplanes, and by a Vintage airplane, it's 1970 or before. So anything everything in this area south of the Red Barn up until the South 40 parking is all considered a Vintage aircraft. And we had 817 registered, and we're all well on our way to our capacity of about 1,400.
Now let's remind members of the different categories. So 1970, that would be contemporary.
Contemporary, correct.
And then we go back and what have we got there?
I believe through 1955 is the
classic,
and up through 1945 are the antiques.
Okay, perfect. And we have a lot of representation in all of those categories here this year.
That is correct.
That's right, and we got an example of each and every one of those right up here on the plaza, here at the Mert and Bill Rose Memorial Plaza.
Now, we know you're super busy, but just tell us real quick, what kind of things do you envision as the new president for Vintage going forward this year?
Besides being an IA and doing a little bit of restoration work for people, my wife and I owned a association management business, so We sold that about a year ago, and I'm able to devote more time. But I have a real big background in associations, and we're looking to establish endowment funds, solidify our financial situation. It's not exciting stuff, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Important. Looking for sponsorships. And then I'm also wanting to work more closely with the type clubs and to be an advocate where we're kind of a clearinghouse to help people keep these old airplanes flying.
Fantastic. Ray?
Well, John, we appreciate you taking time out to come up and saying hello. And welcome as our new president for the Vintage Aircraft Association.
Thank you very much. And anytime you need me, Jeff, let me know.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for putting on a great show down here at Vintage.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. And Ray, I should introduce you. I didn't realize. Ray Johnson is one of the directors of the Vintage Aircraft Association. You do have a board, and it's separate from the EAA's board. And tell us just real quick, just a little bit about the fundamentals and the structure of the organization.
Well, we have a board. Just like John said, we're a 501c. We have our own government, but we are operating under the umbrella of EAA, and we now like to call it a community. This is the Vintage community, and my job is I am the chairman of the Vintage and Review area, which was we're standing in, and we do a program Monday through Friday where we interview people and their pilots and their wonderful airplanes. And
speaking of which, airplanes just keep coming and going off this plaza.
We have a lot of great stuff, and and we do engine runs. The OX-5 we do every day, the 1915 Gnome rotary engine replica. But with us, we have three ladies from Ladies Who Love Tail Draggers.
I heard it was Ladies Love Tail Draggers and Dogs. Is that not right?
Oh,
I thought that was the new name.
They like their dogs,
year.
Too.
Yeah. Well, we have had Ladies Love Tail Dragger on over the years, and it's always fun to hear how the organization is growing and moving forward and getting new gals involved.
And that's a good example of what we're doing today. Laura Benton is with us. Laura is the president of Ladies Love Tail Draggers. It was started by Judy Birchler several years ago. Laura, just going to say this quickly, had a good college career in volleyball.
That's correct.
And she now does commentary on ESPN, so you'll hear her voice out there.
So that's your full-time job now?
No, I have another fun. That's my fun side job.
Okay.
That I do.
We all have something like that going on.
Yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just off a trip, tell us what Ladies Love Tail Draggers is, and you just come off a great trip around the Great Lakes.
Well, you hit it, Ray. We're all about getting women involved in aviation, but specifically the tailwheel. We feel like there's a lot of skill that can be gained from that. And there's not a lot of us. We have about 4,400 members of Ladies Love Tail Draggers. We want to see more involved. We want to see younger generations coming up into tailwheel. And it provides a lot of good opportunities. So in doing so, we offer scholarships. We also are a 501c. And we offer scholarships to women interested in getting their tailwheel endorsement. And then we also offer a scholarship once a woman has their tailwheel in spin and upset training to keep those skills bright and sharp.
Tell us real quick, you just came off a tour.
Yes. So we did what we called the 2025 Great Lakes Tour. So we started in Put-in Bay, Ohio, which was Lake Erie, went across up to, it was planned to go to Mackinac Island, the top of Lake Michigan, and come back down. Weather played a little bit of a part, but we still had a great time, lots of flying, and we had 25 aircraft and 44 women on the trip.
Mackinac Island. That's on my bucket list. I want to go there.
It's beautiful.
Well, and we also want to introduce Mackenzie Anderson and Kristen Laney. And they flew in this morning. Jeff, no radio, with the no radio waiver, a 1942 Myers OTW. Now, that in itself is a pretty big deal, I think.
Yes.
However, neither one of these ladies has ever been to Oshkosh.
Wow. That's fantastic. And for your first visit, you do the no radio arrival, and you bring the coolest old airplane you could find, which is displayed right here in Vintage in the Circle.
Mackenzie, tell us what your experience was like. You got up here 20 miles north of here. The winds were not cooperating. So you said all day, but you got in here this morning. What's it like flying in here for the first time?
It was actually easier than I expected it to be. The tower controllers were so accommodating. They were willing to work with us. We kept calling back. They kept trying to work us in, and they got us in this morning. And so I couldn't have asked for any better help, honestly.
How far did you fly from?
To get here this morning?
No, the whole trip.
Oh, the whole trip? We came in from the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Ooh. So 630 miles straight line distance.
It's a long trip in an OTW.
Kristen, oh, yeah. Kristen, tell us, what was your experience like?
This is probably one of the craziest things I've done as far as tailwheel flying is concerned so far. I'm actually still a student pilot, so to be able to achieve all of this while being a student pilot is kind of mind-blowing.
So what's your first impressions of Oshkosh and the Vintage Aircraft Association?
Everyone's been so friendly. Like, everyone has been watching out for us, making sure that we're safe, and waiting for us to bring the plane in. I didn't expect so many people to be looking out for us when we came in for the first time.
Has everybody just continuously been trying to give you ice cream? It's like there's ice cream socials, ice cream festivals, ice cream trucks. It seems like Vintage is all about ice cream.
I think we did it wrong then because no one's offered us ice
cream.
Oh,
boy.
Yet.
Well, the man's right here. Ray will show you where the ice cream is.
Yeah, I get my share. Laura, I'm sure that you're signing up two new Ladies Love Tail Dragger pilots.
Yeah, we had a great opportunity to meet before this and get them involved. And I just want to point out, too, we also, Ladies Love Tail Draggers, have a luncheon tomorrow down in Tall Pines with Vintage at noon if you're interested in joining and meeting other female women pilots.
Now, is your former president still heavily involved? I mean, obviously you pass the baton just like any other organization. But.
Right. Yeah. Judy is our founder. She has been heavily involved with the organization, and she was critical in our planning of our tours. Being a newbie into the group, I definitely appreciated Judy's experience. I feel like Judy knows everybody across America when we stop somewhere, so it's great to have her still so heavily involved.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Well, we enjoy having you here. It's incredible. Congratulations on your first time at Oshkosh and bringing in the Myers OTW. That's a rare airplane in itself.
Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at the Vintage Pavilion here, the Rose Pavilion,
Adrian.
Right next to the Vintage Hangar. Come on down and check all this out.